Ready! It's time to turn on!
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in Turn on the News, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in Turn on the News each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
The Biden administration has announced that the national vaccine availability website, vaccinefinder.gov, is scheduled to go live on May 1st, so make sure to check it on May 7th when they get it back up and running. Former President Trump last night called into Fox News host Maria Bartiromo's show and encouraged all Americans to get the vaccine. Trump said getting the vaccine was the best thing he ever secretly did.
There were about 100,000 deaths that came from that original surge. All of the rest of them, in my mind, could have been mitigated or decreased substantially if we took the lessons we had learned from that moment. That's what bothers me every day.
I wanted to always play it down. I still like playing it down.
Yes, sir.
Because I don't want to create a panic.
This is going to be gone. It'll be gone. Hopefully gone for a long time.
I'd love to have it open by Easter. Okay? I would to have it open by Easter. I will tell you that right now. I would love to have the country opened up and just raring to go by Easter.
So with the masks, it's going to be really a voluntary thing. You can do it. You don't have to do it. I'm choosing not to do it, but some people may want to do it, and that's okay. We have to get our country open, Jeff.
Can you say, sir, what metrics you will use to make that decision?
The metrics right here. That's my metrics. That's all I can do.
We think some of the states can actually open up before the deadline of May 1st, and I think that that will be a very exciting time indeed.
Never encouraged Americans to get vaccinated.
Trump promoted the shots, not whine about getting credit. Like when he got his prick, no mention he was getting it. Please take this remedy, make COVID a memory. And when it's time, get vaccinated. Please don't decline. Get your shot and we can get concerts and sports events. The summer could be so nice.
Please just get your vaccine. We're so close to our dream. Put an end to this quarantine.
Really want an indoor time.
And
definitely no surprise. Anti-vax are spreading lies.
Damn it, why?
The administration would like you to take this vaccine. Joe Biden told you last week, if you don't, you can't celebrate the 4th of July.
With so much hesitation, we'll never get out of this mess. Screwing the nation, of course, is the Republicans. Voters all said Biden. Now thank God we've got Biden. And now, incidentally, the cases have declined. Vaccine's a miracle from science.
Miracle.
Need everyone's compliance. A shot or two will suffice.
Please just get your vaccine. We're so close to our dream. Put an end to this quarantine.
Guarantee that you'll be fine.
These are safe and effective
products.
There are renewed concerns that the trajectory of COVID cases in the U.S. is moving in the wrong direction. Hospitalization rates are on the increase as the administration announces plans to double the number of troops to bolster the vaccine distribution effort. This is a record 3.3 million shots were given on Friday, pushing the total number of doses administered in this country to more than 136 million. All as the number of cases climb in 33 states.
Movie theaters are opening, too. This is the first week movie theaters were open in L.A., and this was interesting. At the end of that, you know that little video about turning off your cell phone? They added the words, welcome back to the movies, and audiences, they cheered. They erupted with cheers. Unfortunately, as a result of those cheers, dozens of them were infected, and the theaters immediately shut back down.
The majority of baby boomers have been vaccinated. Have been vaccinated. Have been vaccinated. 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 Vaccinated.
Baby boomers, greatest generation. Got all the money, now we got the vaccination. Crash the economy three whole times. But when it comes to the vax, we the first in line.
Got a job out of college, no student debt. Retirement funded 100%. Voted for Trump, but just for the taxes. Don't believe in COVID, still got the vaccine.
Pfizer, Moderna, I know you earn. Get one, but you gotta wait your turn. I get to the vax, I get what I want, son. You get what's left, bitch.
Johnson & Johnson.
Money stacks.
Hands,
tax,
arm,
vax,
no mask.
Biggest generation, ain't no stopping me. Never gonna die, drain your social security.
The boomers got the vax. No rumors, just facts, yeah. Give it up if you're 70 plus. Everyone else getting jealous of us, jealous of us.
Baby boomer, baby boomer.
COVID can't touch me now. Low mask and a sore nose poking out. When it's time to pay, I whip the coupons out. Even though I got to send me in the bank account.
Y'all can't see. Let me give you a clear sense. We out here spending your inheritance. You in the parking lot eating by the trash rat. We in the booth reading menus with the flashlight. Yeah, I know you missed us. Might book a trip on the Diamond Princess. Eat all the food, drink all the booze, sail all the cruise while you still off the Zoom.
Job retired,
climate
deny it.
License
expired,
but we still on fire.
Stop by my house, give my grandkids a hug. Now get the f*** out, I'm trying to have fun.
The boomers got the vax. Everyone else gets at the back, yeah. We coming first like we always do. We jumping in front of you. And you, and you, and you, and you, and you.
I am M-U-N-I-T-Y. That's what I got. I got bodies anti. I got the shot. That's just how it is. You locked inside, homeschooling my grandkids. I know you want to live large like me. I got the big ass house and the SUV. I got the second house two and the third house three. And the place in Vermont and one in Miami. Damn, I got five houses? That's a lot. Good for me.
Hit the links with the drinks for another golf sesh. You on the Vax website, hitting the refresh. You whine and cry while we dine inside. We run the world since 1945.
Me, I spend my time playing tennis. Two things that don't work, me and my penis.
My shirt,
what about her?
You know it's getting tucked. And my wife,
what about her?
She left me.
Oh.
Hold up, hold up. I ain't had my say yet. Yo, tell them what my name is.
Eat it, eat it, eat it, eat it, eat it.
On the track, you know I'm vaxxed out. Papa C. Alice, come throw your back out. Hands in the air like your shoulder don't hurt. Drop that ass to the floor like your knees still work.
Boomers got the vax. Boomers got the vax.
It is what it is, sucker.
President Biden just got a nice little shot in the arm. You know how he said he hoped to get 100 million Americans vaccinated by the end of his first 100 days in office? Well, he beat that deadline by 6 weeks. Isn't it amazing what you can do when you don't put Jared in charge? It really is. We're at 100 million vaccinations, and the most impressive part, I don't know if you know this, they did it all with three needles. They use them and they wipe them off with a rag like the grill at Benihana. It's a little weird to have a president who actually does what he says he's going to do. I don't like it. It makes me uncomfortable. I feel like Biden's doing that thing hustlers do when they pretend they never played basketball before, and then as soon as the money comes out, they start dunking on everyone. The big challenge now will be, can they find another 100 million Americans who want it? CNN did a very Fox News-esque thing. They stopped by a restaurant in Boise City, Oklahoma, to ask if anyone waiting for their waffles was planning to order up a dose of the vaccine.
Does anybody in this restaurant think it's a good idea to take the vaccine?
No.
Raise your hand if you think it's a good idea. Anyone here, is a good idea to take the vaccine? Raise your hand if you think it's a good idea. Not one person here thinks it's a good idea?
Yeah, well, that's what they're saying, yeah. Okay. Another show of hands. Who thinks Bigfoots are gay? Anybody? People in Oklahoma call themselves Sooners because they're going to die sooner if they don't get the vaccine. Well, I hope they change their minds.
Republicans have made their opposition to mask culture war issue from day one, and their antagonism has only intensified during the Biden presidency. Last week, for example, Kentucky Senator Rand Paul went after Dr. Anthony Fauci at a hearing for telling people to wear masks even after they get vaccinated, which riled up Fauci.
What studies do you have that people that have had the vaccine or have had the infection are spreading the infection? If we're not spreading the infection, isn't it just theater?
No,
you've
it's not.
You had the vaccine and you're wearing two masks. Isn't that theater?
No, that's not. Here we go again with the theater.
Seriously, guys, we're just asking you politely. Please, just wear a mask. Why can't you just be courteous to the people around you instead of melting down like children? They're the people who show up to Long John Silver's without shoes and when they get turned away say, oh, I guess we're living in Nazi Germany now. I guess the secret police are just going to come take me away for the crime and not want my feet to sweat while I eat my breaded shrimp. This is the kind of culture war BS the right has been obsessed with for the first 2 months of Biden's presidency, and that's because his response to the coronavirus pandemic has been overwhelmingly popular so far, as has his $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill. And Biden did start off his press conference by making an announcement that he would be doubling his original goal of 100 million shots in the first 100 days of his presidency.
On December 8th, I indicated that I hope to get 100 million shots in people's arms in my first 100 days. We met that goal last week by day 58, 42 days ahead of schedule. Now today I'm setting a second goal, and that is we will, by my 100th day in office, have administered 200 million shots in people's arms. That's right, 200 million shots in 100 days. I know it's ambitious, twice our original goal, but no other country in the world has even come close, not even close, to what we are doing. I believe we can do it.
So he set a goal, met it, then set a second, more ambitious goal, which has credibility because he met his first goal. That's a novel strategy. It's certainly different from the Trump strategy of overpromising and under-delivering. If Trump had won a second term, he'd promise 200 million shots by May 1st and end up giving out 200 million NFTs of shots by May 1st.
Every American will receive a non-fungible token, which is a high resolution image of a vaccine shot. It will be available at low, low cost, $69 million. Or for an even $70 million, we'll throw in a gift of a sparkly cat playing with some yarn.
You just not in my life. I just got married. And right now, can you hear? Donald Trump is speaking at our wedding reception right now. And we don't know why, but it's so cool. So like when we were booking the place, they were like, do you want a band or a DJ? And like the band was like an 80s cover band and the DJ was Don Jr. And we were like, we don't want that, you know? And they were like, we understand. But we didn't know his dad would be coming. So he just shows up and he was like, listen, I've got all this material that I can't work out on Twitter right now because I told a bunch of people to Mike Pence, can I do like a top five at your wedding reception? And we were like, sure, like we can't pay you. And he was like, exposure's fine. And he is so funny, baby, isn't he funny? He's so funny. He was like, you know, they tell me about China, they tell me about Iran, and then we were like, you ran where? What was that one joke you did, baby, that was like, yeah, it was like, so what if I did an insurrection? Joe Biden's just jealous that he can't get one, an insurrection. So it's like, it's got layers. But I think the best part of the whole night was he stepped in for the father-daughter dance, which is really cool because, like, you know, my dad is his biggest fan. And it was really special for me to get to see them dance to Butterfly Kisses. Hey, everybody, make sure you have a mask and set it on fire. We're about to do our exit photos. It'll look pretty in the picture. Is that him? Is he okay? No, is he okay? Well, because he's just staring at the pool right now. Is he okay?
Thank you for coming to Mar-a-Lago, the greatest venue on the planet. Very nice, by the way, the bride, very beautiful. Not as hot as Ivanka, but still pretty good. So you did nice work. Whatever your name is, I don't know who the hell you are. But anyway, our country is going to hell. And remind me not to have any more Diet Cokes, okay? They go into my head. But the country totally sucks. But I want to say, The bridesmaids over there, very nice. No, not the big one. You can step aside. You're right. Yes, you're the blonde. Very nice. We would like to talk to you later about a possible position with the Trump organization, okay? But obviously you're lucky to be having the wedding here, so you're welcome. And, you know, I think somebody's uncle was talking before I overheard as a Biden supporter, so we are currently urinating all over his luggage. We got some of our great staff to do that. But, you know, we're trying to save the country. Okay, I have Sidney Powell right now arguing the case at a food court, and I think she's won over the Sbarro's cashier. So I think we're going to get a very good judgment soon. We're going to take back the country. Wait, I got to say, okay, no, it's... Would you tell the bride to stop? You're not pretty enough to, you know, make this about you. Just stop. If you would mind, if you could just leave, you can have the dance a little bit later. Thank you. Security, please take the bride out of here. I'm talking. So not you though, bridesmaid. We want you to stay here. Thank you. And father of the bride, you know, you tried, but she's no Ivanka. Believe me, during that first dance, you know, father-daughter dance, it was, let's just say we were at full attention. But the country's going to hell. You're welcome for the venue. Because of the uncle who supports Sleepy Joe, we're raising the prices on everybody's room. So you're welcome. Have a nice night, and we'll see what happens.
The modern conservative movement seems concerned above all else with preserving their solemn right to be dicks to everyone else around them. They like to say facts don't care about your feelings until you hurt their feelings by politely asking them to wear a mask or stop using racist slurs, and then they melt down like they're being hobbled by Kathy Bates. Case in point, yesterday a reporter politely asked Ted Cruz to wear a mask during a press conference inside the Capitol. Now remember that Cruz had the option to get vaccinated early because he's technically a senator, even though he looks like the guy who has to work the stockroom at AutoZone because he's too creepy for the register. Need my help out there, boss? No, we're good. But most people had to wait. And while there's some early, preliminary proof that the vaccines help stop the spread of COVID, we just still don't know for sure, especially with the rise of several more contagious variants. So if you're a decent, normal person and someone politely asks you to wear a mask in their company, you do it. Ted Cruz, however, took it as yet another opportunity to be a giant ass.
Yeah, when I'm talking to the TV camera, I'm not going to wear a mask, and all of us have been immunized, so.
It'd make us feel better.
You're welcome to step away if you like.
Man, Ted Cruz is the Steph Curry of being a giant dick. He never misses a shot. He's the kind of guy who would come over to your house for a dinner party, and when you politely ask him to take his feet off the table, would say, "You're welcome to leave if you like." Again, remember, in that situation, Ted Cruz was the one who was vaccinated. He's the one who was unlikely to get sick. But apparently, he couldn't care less if anyone else in the room got sick. And as a reminder, just because you personally get vaccinated doesn't mean the pandemic is magically over. The virus is still circulating. There's still variants out there. And until case numbers are much lower and vaccination rates are much higher, other people around you are still at risk. And by the way, Cruz was also wrong about the official CDC guidance, as CNN's Dr. Sanjay Gupta explained.
The CDC guidance, and I just pulled it up again because the guidance does change, admittedly, but it says even if you've been fully vaccinated, you need to keep taking precautions in public places, wearing a mask, staying 6 feet apart, avoiding crowds. For him, he's pretty well protected, admittedly, against getting severely ill, requiring hospitalization. He may not be as well protected against moderate illness, mild illness, and the possibility that he could still transmit the virus to somebody else. So when he's not wearing a mask, he's potentially putting other people in that room at risk.
And that's not even taking into account that anytime you enter a room with Ted Cruz, you're already at risk of being in a room with Ted Cruz.
So it's past midnight. I'm standing on the shore of the Rio Grande. The water is right behind me. I'm down the Texas border.
Now, at first glance, you might be thinking, there has got to be a better way to get to Cancun than this. But there's a different reason for Lion Ted's excellent adventure.
Ridiculous theater.
Yeah, with the faux outrage over Dr. Seuss having outlived its usefulness, Republicans needed a new way to stoke the right-wing grievance machine. So Cruz was joined by 18 other GOP senators on this stunt trip to the border so they could pretend to give a about immigrants for once. And of course, blame Joe Biden. They want to frame the current surge of immigration as a massive crisis brought on exclusively by Joe Biden's more humane border policies. But apprehensions at the border have been on the rise every month since their pandemic low in April of 2020. This didn't start on the day Joe Biden was sworn in. Yet the media, all of them, not just Fox, is more than happy to join the Republicans on the border crisis train, given that their ratings have plummeted in the post-Trump era. A manufactured crisis suits their purposes as much as a real one does. Now, all of this isn't to say that there's not a serious problem at the border. Biden has certainly got his work cut out for him. But Republican lawmakers ain't interested in actually helping solve the issues here. They had the chance to pass bipartisan immigration reform under Obama, and instead they blew that bill up. And they did the same thing under Bush. When Biden rolled out his immigration plan in February, it got zero backing from Republicans. No, their entire immigration plan in recent years has boiled down to nothing more than build the wall. They want a crisis at the border because it helps them politically.
And look, it's absolutely frustrating that the mainstream media has essentially laundered GOP talking points by making it sound like there's a political crisis or national security crisis on the border, or that Biden created it out of thin air, or ludicrously, asking him if he moved too quickly in undoing Trump's cruel and inhumane and dysfunctional border policies. But on the other hand, there is a very real humanitarian situation on the border with unaccompanied minors who are fleeing poverty and violence and exercising their legal right to asylum. They deserve safety and aid and to be treated compassionately and humanely. And to his credit, Biden did say they should be treated humanely. We're capable of having all of those thoughts at the same time. And I know that's a change from the Trump era, when our brains were so fried we were incapable having even one thought at a time. For most of the Trump era, my brain was so overloaded, I forgot my kid's name. I just called him Guy and Dude or Lev and Igor. The moment Trump left office, I suddenly remembered my ATM pin and my wedding anniversary, which is why her present was $200 in 20s. And there were some other weird moments, too, like when Biden was asked about the tidal wave of GOP voter suppression laws Republicans have unleashed, the most ferocious nationwide assault on voting rights since Jim Crow, with more than 250 anti-voting bills across 43 states. Biden correctly pointed that out, but then went for an odd line that I'm not sure made sense.
What I'm worried about is how un-American this whole initiative is. It's sick. It's sick. And so I'm convinced that we'll be able to stop this because it is the most pernicious thing. This makes Jim Crow look like Jim Eagle.
Jim Eagle? Talking about the Muppet?
I would just like to say a few words about nudity in the world today. And I, for one, am just appalled by it. What, did you know that underneath their clothing, the entire population of the world is walking around completely naked? Is that disgusting? And it's not just people, although goodness knows that's bad enough. But animals too, even cute little doggies and pussycats can't be trusted. Underneath their fur, absolutely naked. And it's not just the quadrupeds either. Birds, too, yes. Beneath those fine feathers, birds wear nothing, nothing at all.
Well, how do you feel about nudity?
Well, personally, it always left me cold.
Get it down. Thanks for the songs this week from Husker Du, Heather Gardner, and Saturday Night Live. And thanks for the clips and excerpts from Seth Meyers, Deborah Birx, Donald Trump, Bob Woodward, Harris Faulkner, Rachel Maddow, Jimmy Kimmel, Gary Tuchman, Joe Biden, Blaine Erskine, J.L. Covan, Ted Cruz, Sanjay Gupta, and Sam the Eagle.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.